Welcome to Beneath the Calm. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jacinta Yang, your host and your guide, personal guide to personal and spiritual growth. This space, Beneath the Calm, was created specifically for anyone and everyone, specifically men, that feels they have to be strong and suffer in silence. So I created this space so everyone can feel safe to come and share tools and insights on navigating life challenges. As we all know that no matter how long we live, life will always present us with challenges. And the important thing is, how do we navigate through them? And sometimes we are knocked down, but we learn through experience and support around us to get through these challenges. As we learn to navigate through them, we do get better in overcoming struggle and challenges. So we share those stories and insights with others to help them. Now, part of life challenges is, of course, many people who are entrepreneurs. That is a challenge in itself. And today's episode is all about how to navigate through challenges that entrepreneurs faces. Today, joining us is Christina Liu, who is going to share her insights and share her knowledge in helping entrepreneurs how to navigate through these challenges that entrepreneurs faces. And also she's going to share resources, right? Christina, welcome and thank you for joining us today. And it's been a pleasure knowing you. I met you when I joined Y Space at Town of Georgina. It's an entrepreneurship hub where there are programs and supports available to help new businesses or businesses that are navigating through different challenges, such as I guess now with the digital world and technology and all that, and all areas. And it has been a great resource for me. I've learned a lot through these programs that was offered through YSpace. And Christina, please join us.
Hi, Jacinta. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and to have this casual chat. I promised this was going to be a casual chat between you and I. Absolutely what you said. I think entrepreneurs face a ton of challenges, whether it be tariffs or mental health or just self-doubt. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about the resources that are available. I think no matter where you are, there's always a community that's available around, and it's about finding that community.
So, Christina, you met me just when I first joined Y Space, starting this new business in holistic healing. And I have to say, it was you who encouraged me to do podcasts. I remember the day that we did this. Take us back to that day. And
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. I don't know if we talked exactly about podcasts. I'm trying to remember the exact
the
moment, but
meditation.
I do remember you saying to you, Jacinta, you have a beautiful voice, because we were, I think it was the Women's
Women's Day.
Chamber, event. That's right here in Georgina, and you led a meditation for, a group of us, kind of in between all the entrepreneurship chats, just to get us to refocus and resettle. And you had a beautiful voice. So I just remember saying that to you, and I said, you know what? You should record it, because it's very calming.
And I remember telling you that I barely can even navigate through technology, and you asking me to do something that is just so foreign to me. So in your experience of meeting businesses, business owners like me, that was just barely getting my, I guess, footing around business world. So can you share some of that and tell us, like, what are the things that you usually see that businesses struggle?
With you know what I think there's a lot of challenges that business owners face. Because trying to summarize everything in one go or in one sentence is very, very difficult. But to your first point about entrepreneurs, you know, like yourself, facing something new to them. So, you know, you mentioned technology was something that you were struggling with, and thinking about doing a podcast, you were thinking to yourself, okay, where do I even start with that? Most business owners have that question, you know, I want to do something, I have an idea, how do I get there? So, you know, there are a lot of resources that are available to entrepreneurs. I can only speak to my experience within the Ontario region, specifically York region. But we do have a ton of organizations that are government funded that provide those supports. Most of those supports are at no cost. So even starting locally, a business owner can meet with their local economic development office, which their whole purpose is to support business growth and to support entrepreneurs and startups. From there, they can also meet with their chambers of commerce. That's an organization that is usually within each kind of region, municipality, or even province. There's provincial chambers. And then starting from there. So I think just connecting with your local resources and seeing what's available to you, depending on what it is that you want to learn. And going from there. Jacinta, did you find it was easy for you to kind of navigate where to look for resources?
No, I think I would say I was very fortunate because I met Stephanie at a networking event and she went on to tell me about a program that'll be starting up here in Georgina and to help new entrepreneurs when I was telling her that what I was planning to do with my holistic healing. Quite honestly, because she was so friendly and so sweet, I was willing to meet with her again, and I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I met with her, we had an idea consultation, and things she told me that is possible. And of course, at that time, I could barely navigate through emails or even I would say surf the net. I would never get online to surf the net or do any of those things because I guess I used to have this fear of technology where I feel like if I clicked on something, I would just, I guess,
Click the
damage
computer.
something. So
I understand.
I would never even try to attempt to click on anything at all. And some of the things that she told me, okay, so you're an author and you can have your books on Audible. And then she mentioned of all the possible things that I could do through the support of Yspace. And in all honesty, I didn't understand a lot of that, but I guess I am always open to learning. And so when she told me about the Business Foundation workshop, I was online because we had just come out of the second lockdown. And so I did that. I have to admit the first whole, I think 8 or 9 series, everything went just past my head. I could not comprehend anything. I managed to probably understand little bits and pieces of those workshop. But I guess something about me, I never give up until I can make sense of something. So I took it the second time, a third time. And a lot of the workshops related to, marketing, how to use Facebook. I know how to get on Facebook. I didn't know how to post on Facebook. I just know how to view it. So a lot of that, I guess, was new. So anything they were talking outside of just viewing was beyond me. And I didn't understand any of that at all, completely. And okay, so I said, I don't understand what you mean by pre-scheduled post. I don't understand what do you mean the post is a waste without a hashtag. And I didn't even know what hashtag meant. So it was quite a, for me, that was quite a challenge. But Stephanie was very patient. She's so patient that she showed me step by step. And I would forget. But she never, I guess she never gave up on me.
No, she didn't. She's great that way. I also I, for the listeners, we all know who we're talking about. Stephanie is a fantastic resource at YSpace. But what I wanted to say in regards to your conversation and what prompted some of my thoughts is, some people they excel at online learning, and there's a ton of online resources that are available. Through Coursera or just online through YouTube, you can find a lot of how-tos, but some people need hands-on. So they need somebody like Jacinta. It sounds like you needed somebody to teach you in person, be available that way. And so there are a ton of hands-on resources that are available. And if you are a entrepreneur that's living quite remotely, let's say you're in a more rural community, you're not really connected to that urban community, you don't have a lot of resources right around you. Even going to the local library and asking the local library what kind of resources are available, you'd be surprised. There's probably some entrepreneurship resources that are at your fingertips and you're just not aware that they're there.
Actually, before I learned about YSpace, I was in my own little world as a floral designer. I never had to market myself. I never had to, I didn't even know there's a world out there that was so different from the world I knew. And I honestly wouldn't have even thought of going to library or looking for resources. I'm just wondering for people, who would be in my position where I was before I met Stephanie, where I didn't know outside. I call it outside world because it was an outside world for me. So how could we actually get that information to those people that there are resources available?
I think the, again, my experience is just with the local government here in York Region, but I think the municipalities here do a pretty great job at promoting the resources that are available to you. You just need to know where to look. And that's always the question. If you're not looking, if you're not open to looking for the information, you're not going to find it. It's not going to be delivered to you in an envelope in the mail. Sometimes it is, but sometimes these entrepreneurship opportunities, I guess, are not going to be right at your doorstep. You do have to either Google it or you have to call your local government, see what's available to you. Go to your local library and find out what's available. So actually making that little bit of effort to go to the right resource to find out what's there.
I'm just wondering if there's such a thing as some kind of an information workshop session to let entrepreneurs know that there are such resources because I think sometimes I don't watch the news, I don't check mails. So if I didn't step up, if I didn't stumble upon this Y space, I didn't know there was such a thing even available. I probably will be have been trying to struggle on my own and try to navigate, because I thinking back before all this, many years ago when I was going through a lot of the challenges, I had no idea. And then thinking back, I was thinking, gosh, if I knew there was so much resources available, I could have looked for it, but I didn't know they were available. That's a problem.
Well, you know what? I think everybody that listens to this particular episode will start Googling, calling, and going to the local library. So they will now know that there are resources available, a lot of them, as I said, at no cost. So it's about making that effort. And hopefully, if you're watching, you now know that there's something there for you.
Okay, I think we're going on a break. I forgot.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm. Today's episode, Bend, Don't Break. Basically, we'll be discussing about going through challenges dealing with business, how we should try to not break, but rather bend and I guess face resilience or I would say, what do I really want to say? Build resilience. So Christina's here joining us, who has experience meeting many business owners, entrepreneurs that goes through different challenges. So Christina, what are the most common challenges that entrepreneurs face that you have insights to share?
I think it, depending on the industry, everyone has their own kind of cluster of challenges, but speaking just for small and medium-sized businesses, I think one of the major challenges over the last 10 years is the rate at which technology is changing and how their customer base is changing. And just trying to keep up with marketing, promoting yourself. So, you know, many moons ago, you had a storefront and people would just come and you would build a great relationship with them because they were geographically close to you. And so you were a convenient location for them. And as long as you left a good impression, your product was good and top notch, that customer would come back. And then you could really build on retaining that customer and growing from there. But I think nowadays, from my experience, customers are smarter than ever. That we have a very educated customer base, which means they have access to information at their fingertips. Most people have cell phones. Most people have access to internet. So if they're looking for a couch, for example, they can Google couch or the type of model that they're looking for, and they can find out all about price, quality, where it's coming from, all the locations that sell that couch before they even walk into your storefront. And even when they do walk into your storefront, they can take a picture, they can Google image search where else they can find this couch. They're more price sensitive now because of the way the economy is nowadays. So just adapting to all those changes, I think, is very challenging for most small to medium sized business owners, keeping up. And do you feel like that's something that you also face, just adapting to how things are changing, Jacinta?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's like I said, I didn't know there was a world of marketing.
Yeah.
And the challenge of how to keep up and learning all the different skills to actually creating social media posts and being out there, how should I say, being visible. But what would you advise to business owners how to be resilient through challenging times?
I think it's a very good question. I think first and foremost, I think adaptability as a skill for business owners is very important. It's probably one of the most important skills to have, being flexible, adaptable, moving with the times. In my opinion, I don't think you can run a business the same way for 20 years and expect the same result. As again, your customers are changing, their expectations are changing. And I think I've heard from some entrepreneurs that the challenge is that, you know, they're doing the exact same thing, but for some reason, you know, their customers are dwindling, their business model isn't working. And instead of looking inwardly on their business model and what they're doing and whether that's working, they tend to blame external factors on why their business is failing. And business ownership is tough. It's not an easy industry to be in. You're working more than 9 to 5. If you've ever thought that owning a business is easy, it's not. It's probably harder than working for someone else. You have a lot more freedom, but it's all on you and you're working all the time. So I think, yeah, just being adaptable is very important. And also another piece of advice is build a network around you that could support you. You're not alone. I think that's one of the things business owners feel most, is that they feel they're alone in their own world and they don't get to connect with other entrepreneurs and they don't know who to go to for advice and they feel like they're struggling by themselves. But the reality is that most small business owners are kind of going through the same challenges. So finding a network of other entrepreneurs will help you. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel. There's something that might be working for someone else that you can utilize as well. You can be inspired by what they're doing and use that to support your business. So building that network again is so important. Going to networking events, really connecting with your local chamber. If, you know, chambers are a membership base. So let's say you don't have the financial means to join a chamber membership, you might just connect with their stakeholders. If you can find industry clusters that are similar to yours, let's say you're a cafe owner and there's another cafe owner within the same kind of geographic location, connect with them. I feel like a lot of business owners are quite open and happy to support each other. They just don't have the time because they're in the weeds. They're just running their business. So I think this strategy part of running a business is really important. Taking the time, setting the time aside to reflect on what's working, what's not working, connecting with other business owners is really important. And just connecting with your local economic development offices if you have one. As I said, most municipalities do have at least one person, if it's not a full-on division, that's kind of responsible for that stakeholder engagement. So yeah, though that would be my advice. What do you think?
So You said to connecting with the economic development in, of your local municipality would be a great resource to start with, right? Because I guess I wouldn't have actually, to tell you, I wouldn't have thought of it. It wouldn't have crossed my mind that that was possible. So basically, any local offices, government offices, and libraries would be a good resource to look for. And I just want to share with the audience today that sometimes we may not be able to find information, but as Christina said, if we go to the library or even just talking to people, maybe somebody that you talk to may already know about it, right? And I think the most important thing is really being open to learning, open, and be flexible to change. Because unless we are open to be flexible to learning, we cannot really succeed. Like if I told myself, okay, I don't understand technology, I don't want to deal with it, it's too much, it's overwhelming. It was overwhelming, but I was open. I was open to learning. I was open to trying and understand what people are trying to teach me. One thing I knew, everybody was trying to teach me and trying to help me. I know, Christina, you said you didn't think I would take you seriously about doing this podcast, but I did give it a thought. I mean, I'm always open to any suggestion people has to help me grow. And I didn't turn anybody's suggestion down without analyzing it. So I would suggest to the listeners that are, doesn't matter whether it's business or personal life, there are people around us who cares. Even people that may be strangers. I mean, at that time, I didn't really know Christina too well, but she had the kindness to share her thoughts about my voice and the meditation I did. And so that's how it all started. I got on the YouTube. My channel's at Jacinta Healing Art, and I also have a podcast called Self Aware Soul, courtesy of Christina Liu.
Thank you.
I recall when I was taking mentorship on digital skills with Vanessa. She was one of our guests here earlier in the episodes, and I said to her, "Oh, Vanessa, somebody just told me I got to be on a podcast. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. Can you teach me?" So that's what I did. Basically, no suggestion is meaningless. Just take it in. Maybe it is for you. Maybe it's not. But give it some thought and see where it can take you. And just as I did, I started on Spotify. And here we are on talk radio podcast here. So we just never know where life will take us. Just be open to anything that people are sharing with you. It may not make sense. And I've attended workshop on a regular basis with Tech Connect, and a lot of the workshop may not pertain to my business, but it's still knowledge. It may be all related to corporate world, and here I am doing holistic practice. It's a totally different world, right, Christina? If we're open to learning and growing, we will always get some nugget.
Mm-hmm. For sure, I agree. I learn from every entrepreneur that I speak to. And I'm very lucky in my position that a lot of entrepreneurs get to tell me exactly how they're feeling, the challenges that they're facing in confidence. And so it's it's really nice to have that trust as well, and to learn how we can support them from a government side.
We are going to go into break again, and we'll come back and continue.
Misalignment within your sales team or with the client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever wondered what truly lies beneath the calm? I'm Jacinta Yang. Join me every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Talk Radio NYC as we explore healing, self-discovery, and the space where science meets spirits to help you find peace in a busy world. Take a deep breath and tune in to Beneath the Calm, where every conversation guides you back to the calm within.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm. Today's episode, Bend, Don't Break. Basically, we're talking about challenges. This space is about having a safe space where we can get together and share our stories without judgment. Men particularly suffer in silence. That's what I've come to learn. From close friends and even family member. And a lot of men feel that they have to be the strong one, carry the weight, to be the provider. And of course, a lot of men also, the entrepreneurs, even though nowadays a lot of women are joining the business world and becoming entrepreneurs. A womanpreneur, and challenges arises. The main thing is, how do we navigate through them? And if any of you feel that you are struggling with growing your business and need to find resources, as Christina has mentioned, always this places that you can find information, Google or the library, or even go to your local office, economic development offices. There will be someone, if they don't have the resources, they can kind of guide you. Actually, recently, I've also found out even job skills, even though it is more geared towards people that are looking for job, but I also learned they have a program called Better Jobs that actually help people to, it's a second career, maybe find resources to be educated in certain areas that you can either find a job or maybe start your own business. Christina's here with me, who has been with the economic development in Georgina, now in Stouffville, where she often meet new businesses or entrepreneurs that shares their struggles with her. And she also guides them. And what I really love about Christina is that since she knows what I do, she's always so happy and willing to connect me with the people in the industry that might be a good fit for me, and I appreciate that. So there, it's something like that. I mean, if you have challenges, you're struggling, and you feel helpless and hopeless and don't know where to turn, start with Google, start with library, start with the your local region office. So, Christina, what can you share about the emotional toll it takes on business owner while they are navigating through the struggles?
I think the natural feeling that most people have is not only frustration, but just feeling alone in their own struggles. And that's why they reach out to just seek some help. But yeah, I think it could be very stressful. It could be very stressful when, you know, your business is your livelihood. So if your business is failing, you can't put food on the table, right? Or you can't support your family or whatever it may be that's riding on this. And a lot of times your business within the first year, you're lucky to break even. If you're breaking even in the first year of starting your business, and let's say this is the only thing that you do, actually it's a success because a lot of businesses fail in the first year. Second year, you're hoping to give yourself a salary, which is great. And then hopefully you're able to make profit moving forward. But yeah, it's not an easy task to take on. And I think there's not a lot of education out there that you receive in high school prior to becoming an adult. And a lot of times you don't go straight into business ownership. You go into a career of some sort, and then you have an idea and you think of launching that idea. Most businesses don't launch, or most entrepreneurs, I should say, don't launch a business with a business plan. So a lot of times it's just an idea and they jump straight into it. And that's, you know, as an economic development officer, I would say always have a business plan, always have a marketing plan, always figure out your financials and how long it's actually going to take you to break even, how long it's actually going to take you to not only break even, but support yourself. It's very important. Without a plan, you're kind of destined to doom and gloom and failure. And certainly if you're very lucky, you'll do great, or you have a fantastic idea, you'll do well, but it's not, you don't have high chances of that happening. So yeah, developing a plan will reduce the stress maybe that you will have starting a business.
So just basically,
yes, go ahead.
Basically, anybody who is or thinking of doing a business should start that. I can totally relate to what you're saying because I fell into this profession. I did not have any plan. I've been a floral designer. I've been freelancing for 40 odd years. And during that time, my health took a turn and I struggled with my health for nearly, I would say, 20 years. Out of that 20 years, I spent 8 years in and out of the hospital, going through different treatments. And finally, I found alternative healing and I started doing alternative healing. And I started doing part-time. And next thing you know, everybody's telling me this is what I should be doing. And so, yes, I just fell into this profession. And no, I did not have a business plan. I did not have financial projection and all those things. Fortunately, I actually had I had received a training through WiseBec. They had the startup
company plus.
Yes, startup company plus, where they had training on all aspects of writing a business plan. So I would say it did help me, but I got into this business without any plan. And I have to say I was very fortunate that I found all the different programs. So for the listeners who are thinking that you like to work for yourself, it's great, but it has a lot of challenges because even when they say You make your own hours. Yes, you make your own hours, which is all the hours. Could
All
be
the hours of the
sometimes
day. Yeah.
all the hours of the day. So it's not as freeing as it may sound, because you're working for yourself. You have to really struggle first to make sure that you get the business coming in, and also the time to manage the time. Unless you really put your full heart into it, it's not going to be that easy, right, Christine?
Yeah, it's pretty challenging. I think it helps when you're passionate about what you do because you don't mind putting in, 48 hours a day into it. You sleep, you breathe, you think about it all the time. Your business, how do you improve it? That passion really helps drive your business forward. If you're not passionate about something, you're just trying to make a profit. That might be challenging. Giving up those hours might be challenging. But speaking of financial support, I just wanted to mention that there are a number of grants and partnership funds that are also available to entrepreneurs. And when you do connect with your local offices and you do connect with your local networks, you will learn that they're out there. And so there is money out there that's available. And a lot of them are being managed by these external resources. So, for example, in York Region, we have Venture Lab, we have the Chamber, we have your local economic development office that do have some. Either they have a connection with a grant or they can advise you on it. They have applied to something so they can provide you with information on how to do that because the application process is quite lengthy a lot of times. Or they actually administer the fund themselves. So they have money set aside and they're just waiting for you. They're waiting for a business within that particular niche to apply. Yeah, it's something that a lot of business owners maybe are not aware of. So check out your local area for those opportunities.
Thank you, Christina. We're going to go on to a break and we'll come back and talk some more about these funds that are available for businesses. Thank you.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Lurice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm. Thank you for joining us today, a space where we get together and share tools and insights about life matters, conversation about life matters, CALM. And life has so many areas, emotional, mental, physical, financial, so many areas that where we often face challenges, obstacles that comes along our way. And the whole idea of this space is where people can come together and share insights and stories on how to navigate through these challenges. And today's episode is about navigating through business challenges. As a business owner myself. I've been a floral designer for over 40 years. I'm also an author and a holistic practitioner. I founded Jacinta Healing Arts, where I offer healing journey programs to help people navigate through basically life challenges, as we do here in this space. And today's is all related to entrepreneurship, which is a very heavy challenge. And as a entrepreneur, I can say I've gone through those challenges and I'm still going through those challenges. And the challenge is not only navigating through the different areas of business, whether it be marketing or sales, but I think the biggest challenge in entrepreneurship is finance. Before I bring Christina back in, I want to share that through the Y-Space or Y-Spec, the program that is offered by the government to help businesses has been really great for me. Having the lack of digital and technical skills, I was hooked up to Digital Main Street, and they had they have programs as CDAP or some digital adaptation to your business. So if your business is qualified for that, you can apply for that grant, as I have applied for that grant, and I was able to help adapt digitally, my business digitally. So anyone that is interested to add that to your business, they have programs that you can actually, they can support you building a website and building e-commerce. And also a Wiseback offer this, what was that called? A Startup Company Plus, that offers a grant at the end of a training on how to write a business plan. And there's more that Christina can share and have some insights on those that I don't know about.
For sure. There are a number, so I definitely can't name off all of them. But just as an example, for any businesses that are within the tourism realm, as I handle the tourism portfolio, if you run a festival, an event, or you're just a general tourism business within Central Counties Tourism, which is York, Durham, Headwaters, which is the location of where we are, there's a number of supports that are available to you. So if you run an event, you can apply to the York Region Tourism Fund. You can receive up to $5,000 to support your event. You can apply to Central Counties Tourism. You can receive up to $10,000 if you're a tourism partner and you're developing some kind of tourism development experience. But they also have micro grants, so you can receive up to $2,000 if you're just a business looking to market to a visitor. Or a tourist in particular. And there's also, if you're in Georgina, as you are, Jacinta, there is the, Georgina has event type grants, which you've actually received, Jacinta. So yeah. Maybe you can talk a little bit about your experience with that and did it help?
Yes, actually I created two events. One was a fundraising event and one was a wellness. So I think for that was basically the event created was supposed to bring in visitors outside of our town that helps. And so there is a process. And yes, I did get both of them. So it all depends on, again, your budgeting. And I think you helped me create that budget, because I didn't know how to do that. And thank you for that. And yeah, so there are different grants available. And if I'm not mistaken, I think there's a way that you can go Google to see what are available. What would you type in looking for grants that are available. I'm assuming, I know we're in New York region and it's different. And do you know, or are you aware if these type of grants are available in different provinces? Do you know anything of that?
I think there are grants and funding opportunities that are available across country. And I would assume, I do not know this from experience, that even if you're in the United States, they have regional grants that are available to businesses and partnership funds. I shouldn't just say grants, because usually with a grant, what it means is you're receiving money towards your particular project or event, but it may not necessarily require a split of funds. When you're talking about a partnership fund, usually it means that you're putting in some money, they're putting in some money, and they're supporting you, and it's a split. Sometimes it's 60-40, sometimes it's 50-50. So if you're paying $10,000 for something and the partnership fund allows for 50% coverage, they would pay five, you would pay five. So each one is different and unique. The one thing I should mention about applying to any sort of funding is there's a lot of paperwork. So you have to know a lot about what you're doing, and they need to, you know, it's necessary because they need to report on the money and where it's going and what it's supporting. So the more information that you know about your particular event, business, whatever it is that you're creating, initiative, let's say, the better it is for you to apply to that particular funding stream. And then there's reporting, not only when you're applying, but there's also reporting after. So keeping track of what's happening, you know, what successes you have through your program is important, because it'll help you submit all of that at the end. Sometimes they ask for receipts, sometimes they ask for more payments. So where the payments have gone to, some descriptions, some screenshots, some physical material. So it just depends. I think every opportunity, as I said, is different. So connecting with your local stakeholders that run the grants, a lot of them are very open to answering those questions before you even go through the application process. So the more information you have, the better. And it reduces that stress, right? So you can stay calm during this process.
I just heard you earlier, you mentioned something about the micro grant. I recently heard that, but I didn't have enough information. Can you expand on that a little bit, what this micro grant is?
So a micro grant, the term micro grant just means they're giving you a small amount of money. It's usually under $2,000, usually between $500 to $2,000. It's different in every region, but a micro grant is a very quick a turnaround grant application that's usually less paperwork. And it's not always available. A lot of times grants are a little bit larger in scale and do require a lot more work. Yes. But yes, the micro grant that I was speaking to is the marketing fund from Central Counties Tourism. They have a business support marketing fund where you receive up to $2,000. And that's a funding partnership. It's not necessarily a grant.
When you say funding partnership, mean like the where you putting out some and they're putting out
correct
some. Okay,
so correct, it's not like it. Okay. So it's a split, and it's a way for the organization to ensure that you're paying to play, so you have more stake in what's going to happen to the initiative. They know that you're invested, and so they're there to support and amplify your initiative or investment.
Thank you, Christina. We are coming almost to a close. I just wanted to say that it has been such a pleasure, and thank you for sharing your insights. And I hope this episode has been helpful to many of the new business owners or business owners that are struggling and are not aware of these available resources. As Christina said, there's resources that can be found at the library or your economic development offices in your town or region. Anywhere, it is publicly available if we look for them. And I have to say, as a participant of these programs, I have benefited quite a lot. It's been really good for me. As I said, I've received the CDAP grant that helped me to digitize my business, so I'm able to go online and have my calendar booking through online as well. So this is all with the benefits of getting the CDAP and also marketing. There's a little bit funds the CDAP covers is the marketing. So there is a lot of information and resources available. So I hope this episode gives you some insights and knowledge to feel your way through your business challenges that you face. I hope we have been able to guide some of you. And I
thank you, Jacinta. Thank you, Jacinta, for everything. And I just want to say before we sign off that if anybody has any questions, they can connect with me, and I'm happy to provide them with some additional resources. Thank you for listening.
And your info, and they can find you on LinkedIn.
Correct. And I think it'll be part of the description of this wonderful episode, so check out the description.
Exactly. And if anybody wish to reach out to me for any information or even about my services, about my books, JacintaHealingArts.com, or email me directly, Jacinta@HealingArts@gmail.com. Follow me on YouTube at Jacinta Healing Arts or on Spotify, Self-Aware Soul. And thank you. Until next time, love and light.